Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Nadia Raymond.
And I'm Marlon Bishop.
And today we're talking about Latino heroes of rock and roll. And Marlon has our next story about a Latino hero of rock and roll.
Yeah, so I became interested in this band called Question Mark and the Mysterians. From what I've been able to tell, they're the only all-Latino rock band to ever hit number one with an original song on the Billboard 100.
That's insane.
And the band had a hit in 1966 and then seemingly disappeared shortly after. I got in touch with the band's original guitarist, Bobby Balderrama, and he told me his story. He grew up on a sugar beet farm in central Michigan, and like many teenagers in the 1960s, he had rock and roll dreams.
We were practicing in a farm, and we had a two-car garage, and we would play instrumentals. We'd play like Wipeout.
Bobby started a band with a bunch of other Mexican-American kids in the area. All were children of migrant workers in Texas who had come up from Michigan to pick crops and ended up settling down with their families.
We were playing teen clubs and stuff, and we didn't sing. You know, we was all too shy to sing.
The band needed a singer, so they hired a kid they met at the teen clubs, who they knew as Rudy.
He was a great dancer, and he would do the splits and everything.
The band decided to name themselves the Mysterians, after a Japanese sci-fi movie.
We Mysterians ask you to approve our intermarry with women of Earth.
To go with the name, the band developed a mysterious sci-fi concept. Everybody in the band would change their name to a letter. Bobby was X, the other kids were Y and Z.
It was kind of hard for us to stick to that name because we'd meet people. I felt weird saying, I'm X. You know, we were starting to look at girls and, you know, and you don't want to look like a geek.
But the singer of the band, Rudy, loved the idea, and he committed 100% to his new identity. But he didn't take a letter as his name. He took a symbol.
Like Prince.
Just like Prince.
So that's how Question Mark became Question Mark. He would wear sunglasses and tell nobody anything about him and made people curious.
In 1966, Question Mark and the Mysterians cut a record with a local woman who ran a Mexican music label. Their song was called 96 Tears.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying.
So they were just small-town teenagers, no connection to the music industry, but the song took off. It started spreading from radio station to radio station all around the country.
And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top.
You'll be right down there. 96 Tears spent 9 weeks on the top 10, around the same time that the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations was climbing the charts. For one glorious week, the song hit number one, right before Halloween 1966. Out of nowhere, Question Mark and the Mysterians became famous. You can watch some of the footage from the variety shows that they were booked on. They were practically babies. You know, the backing band is 13, 14 years old. And in front, there's Question Mark, looking like he was dropped in from the funky future.
He had a very cool look back in 1965.
This is Mark Guerrero, the musician and expert on Chicano rock who we've been hearing from.
I mean, he had long hair. He wore these big, dark glasses. So he had this little Mexican band behind him, and here's this far-out rock and roll guy in the front. It was quite an unusual thing.
One night when they were playing near Flint, Michigan, the now legendary rock writer Dave Marsh, then a newbie writing for Cream magazine, went to see them play.
It was crazed, and it was beautiful, and kind of, well, it was angry, and it was maybe even a little vengeful. He had an edge to him on stage that not many performers from the mid-60s had. And, you know, just a wild man back there.
After the show, Dave went back to the Cream magazine office in the middle of the night.
Probably smoked a joint and sat down and wrote a column.
So he's writing, and
in this blast of enthusiasm, I came up with the idea that Question Mark and the Mysterians were playing punk rock.
So this was the first time, according to the historians who study this kind of thing, that anyone wrote the words punk rock in a sentence.
So wait. Are you saying that Question Mark and the Mysterians was the first punk band?
Yes. Well, no, not exactly. What eventually became punk rock, of course, you know, like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, that hard driving sound, that was very different from what Question Mark did. But there is this kind of through line connecting them.
Intensity and fierceness of attitude, and it was not as simple as it sounded, but it sounded real simple, and that it was not pretentious and that it was not afraid to embarrass itself.
The good times didn't last long. There were a few albums and a few other singles, but by 1969, 3 years later, the band had fallen apart. They were victims of the regular culprits, label trickery, manager drama, infighting. Their big checks for their 1 million copies sold never came. Question Mark had to give back the two Buick Riveras he bought for his dad and himself. And so here's this guy that has a hit song, arguably invented punk rock, and then basically vanished. I needed to know more. And thus began my quest to track down and speak with Question Mark.
Let's just say he's a very unusual, unique individual, you know.
I reached out to musician Mark Guerrero for advice on how to reach him. They played a concert together once and spoke together a few times on the phone. There are a lot of urban legends about Question Mark.
He maintains that he came from Mars.
He also says he lived in the time of the dinosaurs and that he can see into the future.
And he's very adamant about the Question Mark name. He's Mexican-American, and he has a Mexican-American surname, but he is Question Mark, period.
Mark couldn't find his number, but he warned me, if you do speak with him, don't call him by the name he was formerly known as. That will cause problems. You have to call him Question Mark. And don't use the words Latino or Chicano around him either.
He doesn't like the term. And, you know, I think because he's Question Mark, he's sort of kind of like raceless.
I made a few more calls. Somebody told me that Question Mark's house had burnt down and he was living on a farm in a small town outside Flint.
All right, here we go. I'm about to call Mr. Question Mark himself. Well, that's not promising.
The number I'd been given for him seemed to be out of service, so I went online to find clues. I read one article that said Question Mark left music to breed dogs for a living. His favorite color, I learned, was orange. Then on YouTube, I found an odd video titled Question Mark Sells His Bus from 2007.
Hi, I'm Question Mark with Question Mark and Mysterion, and this is our tour bus, and we're selling it, baby. Come along for the tour.
Yeah. And the price for the bus?
Guess what? It was $96,000. We just turned the numbers around, and we made it $69,000 just for you. Buy it today. Yeah, baby.
The mystery was getting more mysterious.
So what happened? Did you reach him?
I did. Turns out that I just had the wrong number before, actually.
Uh-oh.
Hey, is this Question Mark?
Yeah.
This is Marlon. What's going on?
Question Mark himself.
Whoa. So what did you guys talk about?
We talked about all sorts of stuff. Once you get on the phone with Question Mark, you stay on the phone for a while.
Tell me what rock and roll means to you.
No matter what's going on in your life, just rock and roll, baby. No matter what the tragedies are, you don't ever skip a beat in life. You keep on going with it.
It's honestly pretty good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard you say to reports in the media many times that you were born on Mars, and I want you to tell me a little about that.
Well, yeah, but not this century, not the last century. That's where my soul came from. People would ask me, how old are you? I said, I'm eons, right? And yeah, Einstein, his theory is wrong. And what, Stephen Hawking? He doesn't know anything about space. I would like to, you know, have conversations with them, and then they will learn something from me.
So what do you think is his deal?
Well, Question Mark is eccentric, you know? He has a lot of far-out cosmic theories about life and the universe and his place in it. He's really passionate about his music. He's really passionate about not liking Michael Jackson. We talked about that for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. But in the end, I think Question Mark is just Question Mark. He's just very unapologetically himself.
And I tell it like it is, and I don't care who it is or who you are. It doesn't make any difference to me.
What about the whole not liking the word Latino thing? Did you guys talk about that?
Yes, and it actually wasn't what I expected at all. It wasn't that he didn't want to identify as Latino or, you know, which is what Mark Guerrero thought. It's actually that he thinks terms like Latino or Chicano don't actually make people more accepted or improve their situation, and that's why he's against them.
I'm Mexican. I don't know. My creator created me. Why should we have to prove anything to anybody? Why should any race have to prove anything to anyone? We are who we are as individuals, as a group, and we have many things to offer.
That's a really... honestly, a really profound thing to say. So what has he been up to since 96 Tears? I mean, it's been a while.
So, yeah, I mean, apparently he's been playing and recording. He's also written books and screenplays. He says he's working on a new album. But he's very upfront that he is completely and absolutely broke. He does live on a farm, and he actually grows his own food and he raises his own beef.
That's actually extremely, extremely punk rock. So I can see that.
Yeah, and exactly. Say what you want about question mark, but he's never sold out, you know, and he wouldn't change who he is for the world. And so I actually think it's pretty fitting that he be considered the first punk. I really appreciate, you know, your ideas and your music, and thank you.
Okay, like I sometimes sign off. No matter what happens in your life, just rock and roll, baby.
Sounds good. Rock and roll, baby.
2 minute teardrop for one heart to be crying.